Here's a story of how the aftershocks of the 2016 presidential race are having an impact in seemingly safe congressional districts, where intensive gerrymandering has turned incumbency into a suit of armor. But that armor is cracking in the suddenly fascinating 49th district in California, where Republican Congressman Daryl Issa is facing the toughest reelection campaign in his 15 years in office. Democrat Doug Applegate, a former Marine colonel and Iraq War veteran, drew surprisingly strong support during primaries in June. Now the candidates are polling just 4 points apart, with Applegate in the lead. Steve Walsh is a reporter for KPBS in San Diego, and he says that Applegate's mere presence as an alternative to the conservative ISA in the home of Marine Camp Pendleton is proving decisive in this Trump-weary district.
He did basically nothing. He'll admit, and in fact, Daryl Issa will also admit, that they did very little campaigning during the primary. So it becomes kind of a litmus test for where the voters are. And what Doug Applegate believes is that Issa's close association with Donald Trump, the fact that he gave him his full-throated endorsement when Donald Trump came to San Diego in May, that helped pull down his vote total.
And people feel as though Trump is not a sort of an appropriate voice to have in Congress, even though Issa has been very, very successful there.
Issa has been very successful. Trump, though, is trailing Hillary Clinton in California, I think, by the last poll by 26 points. So he is way down there. And also, during the primary, you had a lot of very energized Democrats. You had more Democrats come out to vote in the primary than they typically do, with Clinton and Sanders still in a race for president. There was also a high-profile Senate seat, open seat for Senator Barbara Boxer. So there were a lot of reasons for Democrats to come to the polls. And at the same time, the demographics of Daryl Issa's district are beginning to change. Republicans still hold an 8% advantage in that district, but it's been shrinking over the years. And that the people that are becoming registered in that district are both younger and Latino, two demographics that do not perform well for either Donald Trump or Daryl Issa.
Does Doug Applegate have the stature to be a statewide candidate? Is he someone who's going to really sort of stand out in the election returns on November 8th?
It is certainly one of the races we're watching. This is the first time he has ever run. And he's kind of a tailor-made Democrat for this district, considering that he is a retired Marine colonel right in the middle of this district, which straddles both San Diego County and Orange County, is Camp Pendleton, a very large Marine base with just not a bunch of active-duty Marines, but a lot of retired Marines. Applegate is getting a lot of help. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee has put in about $2 million into this campaign, hoping to flip this district. In fact, it's one of the districts they're hoping to flip nationwide.
And they could flip it on this issue of veterans, because the shift between thinking about national security as the major concern over enemies like ISIS versus the needs of veterans that are multiplying since the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, you suddenly have almost a social issue, a entitlement issue with veterans issues that trumps the traditional sort of military voter.
I suppose so. So you've got a Republican in Daryl Issa that's always been focused on these national issues. He did the initial hearings into Benghazi, the Fast and Furious, the gun buying program. And now, yes, this election seems to have drawn him more closely toward his district. And he's put out, the first yard signs he's ever had to put out in the 16 years since he's been in office. So, yeah, I think people are starting to turn a little more closer to home in this district.
A lot of outside money here?
A lot of outside money. In fact, Doug Applegate, when I've talked to him, he's come back from Washington, come back from Seattle. A lot of that is just pure fundraising. And apparently, nationally, Daryl Issa is the sort of name that makes it easier for a Democrat to fundraise.
Well, if the returns aren't terribly exciting on November 8th, looking at what's going on in the California 49th District might just be the most interesting political development of this 2016 election. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thanks a lot.
Steve Walsh is a reporter for KPBS in San Diego.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.